This is the St. Mary Ann Cope Parish Podcast. Thanks for joining us. St. Mary Ann Cope Parish is the community of Catholic believers from Lakeland and Solvay, New York, located in Syracuse. Our podcast is here to help encourage and edify you in your faith.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. The Gospel of the Lord. The prophet Jeremiah issues a scathing critique of the leaders of Israel. A scathing critique. In fact, he condemns them that their corruption, their self-centeredness has scattered the people, has sent them off looking for something else because they could not find God in these leaders. These leaders became corrupt politicians who told the people what they wanted to hear because they wanted to assure their continued election to places of honor and authority in the synagogue. And so Jeremiah looks at them with great disdain because they have harmed the faith of the people of Israel. "You have not cared for them," Jeremiah says, and God will punish that. God will severely punish that. But Jeremiah also issues hope. Hope that one day the Lord will raise up a righteous shoot to David, a king, and he shall reign and govern wisely. And of course, that king is Jesus. Jeremiah calls us to see in Christianity a focus on Jesus, rather than so many other things that really mar Christianity. The other day, I thought, after some Catholic news that I had heard, I thought to myself, you know what? There's too many issues. Too much controversy. Too many battles, petty battles being fought. And I thought to myself, we really need to focus on Jesus. And we really need to fight the war and win the war and forget these little petty battles, because in the end, they're not going to save us. But Jesus Christ will. His triumph over the world saves us. His death on the cross is our redemption. His resurrection is the assurance of our salvation. But of course, you know, some people are very issue-oriented. They like to fester with issues, and they like to do that because, well, sometimes it's entertainment for them. It's stimulation, but negative stimulation. It's not the kind of stimulation that enhances the quality of your life, but it's the kind that really reduces it in the end. Well, we sang in that beautiful rendition of the 23rd Psalm that the Lord is my shepherd, that when all is said and done, it's not this person or that person, it's not this philosophy or that philosophy, it's not this theology or that theology, but rather it is Jesus himself. And Jesus said to us, I am the way and the truth and the life. When Jesus looked at people coming and going, coming to the apostles, wanting to hear what they had to say, he saw them as people seeking truth. Because in the end, isn't it truth that will bring us to salvation? It's adherence to that truth. It's surrendering ourselves to the truth. Now, of course, nobody wanted to hear what Jeremiah was saying. And of course, like most 99.9% of the other prophets, Jeremiah was killed. Because in most cases, people kill prophets because the truth stings them. The truth stings them. And so they try to kill those prophets, and usually they succeed. But of course, in the final analysis, they have succeeded in earth, but not in eternity. And that's the crux of it. Pay close attention to that. You can succeed on earth, but not in eternity. And so earthly success is fleeting. It's temporary. It's as temporary even as the longest of our lives. If we live to be 100, that's still nothing in relationship to eternity. That's why St. Paul says, set your heart on the higher gifts. Think about things eternal, not those temporary things. Not the temporary things that cause the skirmishes, the divisions in a people. You know, I think we have not concentrated enough on the fact that you have a great dignity. You are the mystical body of Christ. You have been elected by God to be bound together as a people, a priestly people, a people who offer themselves as a sacrifice to God, as a kingly people, a royal people, God's chosen people, to know the truth, to love the truth, and to live the truth. And that's our challenge every day as Christians, is to find out what God wants of us, to discern his will for us, and to preserve the unity of the body of Christ, which we are royal members. You see, if we really believe that, then we wouldn't be fighting these petty battles. We would be bound together fighting the war and winning the war, meaning turning souls away from secularism, godlessness, and turning them to the person of Jesus. Because that's where it all has to start. It must start with meeting Jesus. It doesn't start with being Catholic or being this or that. It starts with finding who Jesus is and falling in love with him because he is the good shepherd. He's the shepherd who will never disappoint you. Yes, other shepherds, human shepherds, will always disappoint you. I always warn people who sometimes will talk to me and sound like they're placing too much confidence in me. I always say, you know what? I wouldn't be so confident in me. I'd be more confident in Jesus. Because Jesus will not disappoint you. Because he was moved with pity for them, and he saw that earthly shepherds were not doing such a good job. And you know what? You know what the reality is? Few young people really have too much respect for church leaders today. And maybe rightfully so. But when we put all our faith in earthly leaders, we're sure to be disappointed when we focus on Jesus and keep our eyes on Jesus. We find love and salvation.
Thanks for joining us on the St. Marianne Cope Parish Podcast. If you have questions about St. Marianne Cope Parish, our locations, or any of our ministries, visit us online at stmariannecope.org.